It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
No, because I enjoy it again now. Like, if it's going to be easy, I enjoy it. Yeah, because it's when it's hard. It's when it's like I'm trying to figure out, and I have to go chalk to chalk on every single. It's a soul crushing responsibility. Oh God. Yeah, no, I do, and I feel like now that they're getting easier, that this is. I mean, it's Oh geez, the light's on. Okay, hey folks. You caught me commiserating. Adriel and I were having a conversation. Adriel BT Dubs is the angel that gave me the power to destroy an entire day from the history of the universe. Anyway, we're having a discussion, as we tend to do before we record, Adriel. And he started the recording early. Okay, so yes, I was commiserating a little bit about how in the past days had been difficult, and I've had to go real tight, chalk to chalk on some numbers. And boy, yesterday, breath of fresh air, so powerful, so easy to know the right choice in that situation. And I've not had that as much lately, and I really enjoy those type of days. So hopefully today is another one of those days. I wanted to surprise myself. I haven't looked ahead. Today I did yesterday, and it was such a big surprise. And now today I'm like, maybe it would have been like cooler if I would have done that in the moment. So anyway, long story short, if you are new to the show, this is kind of a celebrity death match of birthdays, because I have again this power where I am going to be asked to erase one day from the history of humanity. And I am going to have to just solely base that on celebrity birthdays. Because whatever day I destroy, everyone born on that day will also be destroyed and unmade, I guess, technically. And so I have to make sure that pop culture is as solid as possible. So yesterday was a great day. Boy, great day. I mean, a couple of days ago, we had Jim Henson. That was great. Yesterday, it was, I mean, Mark Hamill and Will Smith. But that wasn't even, I mean, it was just the sheer volume of the day. I mean, it wasn't like the biggest names we've ever had on the show, but everyone in, I mean, there was 15 or so names I could throw out there in honorable mentions. And that days like that don't come often, but boy, when they do, it's just nice to see. Anyway, well, the rolling in loser right now is from September 20th, and hopefully they're going to get steamrolled again, because boy, it's easy when it's a powerhouse day. But anyway, those were John Bernthal, Sophia Loren, and George R.R. Martin. So, all right, let's take a look. Honorable mentions for today are okay. Okay. Well, honorable mentions, Jack LaLanne, Tallulah Riley. I don't know who Tallulah Riley is, but her face is kind of familiar. Sonia. Yeah, that's, And, Christina Milian. Christina Milian and Linda Hamilton. So there we go. There's a handful of honorable mentions. Jack LaLanne, Tallulah Riley, Christina Milian, Linda Hamilton. Okay, I'm not going to lie to you folks. This is not a barn burner of a day. This is going to be one of those hard ones, I feel. It's going to be a tough one. Okay, so let's go. 3, 2, 1. I'm ready for it. I know exactly how these people match up, how they line up, and I'm ready for it. Okay, number 3, Olivia Newton-John. Let's get physical. Physical. I want to get physical. Let's get into physical. God, I mean, not a great start, honestly. Know that a lot of people would miss Grease, but are you really telling me that Grease would have been nothing without Olivia Newton-John? I think they probably could have pulled it off without her. Musically, not great. Not great. And if I'm not mistaken, isn't she the one that's responsible for Xanadu as well? I don't know. Maybe I'm just projecting. I don't know. I don't have anything against Olivia Newton-John. I would just say that I wouldn't be missing a whole lot. But I mean, she's number three, right? So let's move on to number two. Remember, number two, Jim Caviezel. Jim Caviezel, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, well, I mean, he was he's on that Person of Interest show, and he's okay in that. God, he is a cardboard cutout of a person. I don't know. A lot of people must like Jim Caviezel, I guess. He was Jesus in The Passion of the Christ. All right. Number one. Number one, Serena Williams, a tennis star. Number one, most famous and influential person, born on September 22nd. I think Serena Williams is wonderful, obviously. I think that she is obviously one of the best tennis players that's ever played the game. She's done wonderful things. God, this is going to hurt to say, but I don't really need Serena and Venus. I'm sorry. I don't need both of them. Sometimes I don't know which one won something, and then I don't know who's who. Sometimes I forget that there's Serena and a Venus. I think I would, if I had to choose between the two, if I had to choose Serena or Venus for this world, I don't think I would even know how to make that choice. So hopefully I don't have to, because they're kind of interchangeable in my brain. I'm not a big tennis fan. I don't watch a lot of tennis. So as long as Venus is still around, I'm okay if Serena is unmade. God, I'm sorry, Serena. I think you're wonderful. But this is the world we're in now. God damn, I gotta have to do this chalk to chalk. All right, number three. Let's line them up. John Bernthal, Olivia Newton-John. Well, Olivia Newton-John's got that. No problem. John Bernthal, I don't even know who you are anymore. Sophia Loren and Jim Caviezel. I don't know. It's kind of a wash. I'm gonna say it's even Stevens right there. There's nothing pulls ahead in that one. Sorry, not gonna do it. Jar Jar versus Serena Williams. Serena, if you didn't have a sister that also played tennis as one of the best tennis players in the entire world, you would be far less expendable. I hate to hold it against you, but Serena, I'm sorry. There's only one Jar Jar, George R.R. Martin. I guess you're good. Oh, September 26th, I'm sorry, you're on the chopping block. And I feel bad for Olivia. Olivia did her job, took out John Bernthal. Maybe Jim Caviezel should have been three, because I maybe probably would have picked Olivia Newton-John over Sophia Loren too. So maybe my rankings were off, but really it didn't matter. Serena was... There's a redundancy in place. And I understand they're not twins. They're not the same person. I get that. But when one family puts out two just amazing, top-notch tennis players, like, I don't need a lot of tennis players in my life. From one family, I need two. I don't know. I think I could, if that's number one, if that's the top of the September 26th grouping, and let me tell you, I've looked through it, she is. Then I guess that's not on me. That's on September 26th. Okay. It's on September 26th. Okay. So it was just been a hard day. Okay. And this is one of those agonizing days that I don't like to have on this show, but you know, here we are. Okay. And I'm going to move forward. We got a handful of days. I keep saying that every day it's a handful of days. Well, now the handful is getting smaller. 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th. That's it. I did have to check my calendar because I don't know how many days are in September, even though it's the very first thing you say in that song. So that's it. One, two, three, 4 days. and it's over. So this is a bad time. September 26th, it's a bad time to be bad. The end of the month like this, that's going to hurt you. I can't see a lot of days possibly being worse than this one. There's not a lot of powerhouses right here on September 26th. And your strongest person is a built-in redundancy. In their own arena of talent, there is somebody else from their own family that is equally, if not better, than them. I don't know if Venus or Serena are better. I don't follow tennis closely enough to know which one of them is the better of the tennis ball persons. Anyway, that's it. That's it for today. I feel bad for you, September 26th, but man, you made this bed. You're going to have to lie in it, at least for a few more days. So congratulations to September 20th. Congratulations to everybody that likes Game of Thrones. I guess things are all back together again for you. And I guess we'll figure it out tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll see what happens next. It's going to be a crazy end of the month. I can just feel this. And then we're going to be born anew into October. And it'll be a whole new, just a whole new world for us. So I look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow here on This Day is History. Stay fresh. Happy birthday to